He stepped around the table and started for the door, where a pair of humans was just entering from the adjacent anteroom. The male looked roughly the same age as Calrissian, with lighter skin, untidy graying hair, and a lopsided grin. The female appeared to be about 10 years younger, with long hair shot with gray and a high-cheeked face. Her big brown eyes were shining with wit and vigilance, and Marvin found her quite attractive. Behind the pair followed a young olive-skinned human with a scarred chin and crooked nose. No doubt the target of Skarn's failed assignment, Omad Kaag. Calrissian spread his arms wide.
"Han, Leia, thanks for coming," he said. "Your timing is perfect."
This time, Marvid did not even try to avoid exchanging glances with Kratheus. Both Krefs knew of Calrissian's famous friends, Han and Leia Solo. But they hadn't expected Calrissian to turn to the Solos for help. That development added a whole new dimension to their business in the Rift. One as personal as it was troubling. Marvid and Kratheus continued to look at each other for a moment, silently acknowledging that they had some new contingencies to plan for, then finally turned toward the jabbering humans.
"You'd better thank us," Han Solo was saying. "This place is a nightmare to reach. I blew the Falcon's entire sensor package in a plasma pocket. We just about bumped noses with an asteroid the size of the Death Star."
The corners of Kratheus's mouth dipped in disappointment, and Marvid knew he and his brother were thinking the same thing.
"How unfortunate you avoided that."
Calrissian's brows shot up, and he glanced past Han's shoulders toward Kaag.
"Omad, you let Han take the yoke his first time in the Rift?"
Kaag shrugged, his twitching eye betraying the casual smirk he affected.
"He threatened to have the princess mind wipe me, whatever that is," he said. "But Captain Solo did pretty well for a Rift virgin. The asteroid bump was the only time we almost died."
Calrissian cocked a brow.
"That you know of."
He released Han and turned to embrace Leia. She was dressed in a white, form-fitting flight suit that made Marvid wonder if Jedi women aged at the same rate as normal humans.
"Leia, I appreciate this," Calrissian said, flashing his broad smile. "I know the Order is stretched thin right now. I'm sure you had a real job convincing the Jedi Council to let you come."
"It was no problem at all,"
Leia said, returning the embrace.
"The Council is always happy for an excuse to send Han off base."
Calrissian laughed. He seemed so at ease that Marvid was starting to think their investigators had missed a lot more than Lando Jr.'s nickname. Where the Jedi were concerned, stretched thin was an understatement. A Hutt Yaka spice war was threatening to erupt into full-blown interstellar combat, while a Faleen charlatan was using her pheromones to build an interstellar church devoted to non-regulated free-market anarchy. And there were dozens of similar crises building across the galaxy, all ready to erupt without Jedi intervention. The Order wasn't stretched thin. It was at the breaking point.